yes, Chris Moyle has been at it again. The self-styled saviour of Radio 1 was wrapped across his rather Neanderthal-like knuckles by Ofcom this week. The regulator ruled that the controversial DJ condoned negative stereotypes of gay people during a less-than-hilarious moment on his breakfast show earlier in the year when he celebrated the birthday of pop star Will Young. The BBC has apologised for the comments, and Radio 1's controller Andy Parfitt has once more warned Moyles about such content. The man himself, though, has remained stumm. John Plunkett, you're a radio correspondent. What do you make of all of this? I mean, I bet Andy Parfitt has just got a weekly meeting scheduled with Chris Moyles now where he says, "This week, Chris, please, can you not be offensive too?"
Yes, I think a lot of people will remember a few years ago when he described a ringtone as gay. Mm. And the governor's defended him on that occasion, and I think people might see this as sort of payback, and maybe he's been reprimanded sort of 3 years late for these lyrics, Will Young lyrics that he changed to celebrate his birthday.
He put on his best camp voice, and it was a bit,
it's all a bit 1970s.
Has the BBC got an issue with, is there a Chris Moyles problem?
Not a problem in the sense that he still gets his average weekly listenership is about 7 million people at the moment. That's
slightly
just 7 million adults,
isn't it? Yeah, but it's still a lot. Yeah.
Still a lot. Yeah, second only to Wogan. I guess the issue is that if you keep having to reprimand him, if these issues keep coming up, how much can you tell Moyles to behave himself and still kind of keep that Moyles magic that listeners appear to love?
Stephen Brooke, I guess there are two issues here. There's, does Moyles have an issue when it comes to homosexuality? And that's one issue. And then the broader point, is he just broadly offensive?
Yeah, it's not the first time that he, A, has made derogatory comments about gays. He also seems to have quite a nasty streak in him, which he targets at certain celebrities. So Nicola from Girls Aloud has had some quite abusive comments over the years directed in her direction from Chris Moyles.
He's been accused of misogyny as well, hasn't he?
Yeah. I think, he's a big BBC star. There seems to be, I was looking at the blogs, and I think it was Hermione Gingold wrote quite cuttingly, if only he'd said gay gollywog, then the BBC would have sacked him.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's very different to how they treat people like Carol Thatcher, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
it is.
What people find equally offensive,
I've got some
in the comments.
Blog comments here. Les Ty said, "I'm disgusted that the BBC continuously stands by Chris Moyles, who's nothing more than a homophobic, arrogant pig. I stopped listening years ago. No one I know likes Chris Moyles. He needs to be removed." Banana Toast says, "Heaven knows LGBT people can take a joke at their own expense, and possibly more so than any other community. But Moyles is just one example of what seems to be a rise in homophobia and dodgy portrayals in the media in recent years. There's growing disquiet about it among people I know." My natural position
is that there's far too much whinging about what the BBC has on, and somebody says something, or it's a story, let's shoot them. In this case, though, I think the criticism is justified because he's a repeat offender, and he's someone who seems to be treated by BBC management very much with kid gloves.
And you have to ask sort of where lessons are being learnt, because I presume he changed the lyrics to two of Will Young's songs. So I'm guessing this was looking at the lyrics, you're tempted to think they were off the cuff, but I'm guessing, because they're not very good, but I'm guessing this was an item that was pre-planned.
Yeah.
And you ask yourself, are lessons being learnt, and why wasn't this maybe spotted in the production process before it went to air?
The point that Banana Toast raises is interesting because it's been commented on. There was a big article by Tim Tiemann in The Times. Gareth McLean, who we'll talk to later, wrote about it on his blog, about the more general issue of that it's okay to poke fun at gay people for being gay. You've got the homosexual Nazi in Al Murray's sketch show. There's Horn and Corden, which, that seems to be one of their recurring themes. Do you think that there's a broader issue here?
Yeah, of course there is. And I think the dividing line is it a funny joke? Does the humour work? Is it something you can laugh at? Or is it just denigration done in the name of comedy? And people it's so difficult because people come down on different characters and different comedians with different judgments. So some people love Little Britain's approach to poking fun at gays. Other people hate it.
But you might say that because he's gay, he owns the joke.
That's a bit of a get out of jail free card, isn't it? If Carol Thatcher had been black, then we could have accepted what she'd said about gollywogs. I don't know the answer to that.
No, I don't know.
But I can remember when John Inman died, the Are You Being Served, Mr. Humphreys, and the Guardian poured scorn on him and how outrageous it was that he had, the 1970s TV show Are You Being Served had promoted this stereotype. And I think none other than Russell T. Davies wrote into the Guardian and said, "I actually loved all that he did."
John, is there an issue particularly with Chris Moyles here because of, as you were mentioning, his radar figures are so high that he's bulletproof, and perhaps more to the point that he sees himself as bulletproof, so he feels that, he can get away with things that perhaps other people might not be able to?
I think he is hugely important to Radio 1. Yeah, he is far and away their biggest star. And I think it's fair to say that there is no ready-made replacement for him at breakfast. So in that sense, yes, that's right. I think possibly the only action the BBC could take as a signal of their intent would be to suspend him in the way they suspended Ross, perhaps. But I don't see that coming anytime soon.
I can't see that happening, Stephen.
I'm an occasional Chris Moyles listener when I can't stand Today any longer. And I've never heard him on air make these offensive comments.
No. I mean,
so what I have heard of him, though, I think that what I have heard of him on the radio, he's actually very good, and he has a talented team of people around him, and he's very entertaining. I think they can't sack him. The number of actual complaints over this incident were very small, but as we've seen, if there's a massive groundswell of public opinion, as happened with Ross and Brand, then people are forced out of the BBC, aren't they?
You know, social attitudes may have moved on, but they've not moved on that far. There's not going to be a groundswell of opinion in just at the moment. And, you know, however much we might want there to be, it's just not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
On this issue.
No, and, it then depends on how over the top he is in the future as well, doesn't it?
All right. Thank you very much. If you want to have your say, post a comment on our blog at guardian.co.uk/mediatalk.